Yo, what's going on, everyone? It is your girl, Miss DJ Hoodie, getting at you guys on Thursday, August 2nd. Man, is it August already? What the hell have I been doing all in the beginning of 2018 till now? I can't even tell you. Yeah, man, the time right now is 6:38 p.m. and I'm putting my socks and shoes back on because I crashed out on the couch after painting some ornaments, which you guys can check out at dawasarts.com, dawasarts.com. Check them out. It would really make me happy. And, yeah. I woke up too early and started painting and helped my parents load their vehicle, and they are on a business trip for me for the entire weekend. I had to book their hotels, get them all set up. I could not go because of my 14-year-old daughter. She's my dog. And she's not feeling too well. And it's kind of worrying me just a little bit. But, yeah, I'm sure she'll be okay. She's up there in years, in dog years. So, I'm pretty sure that has a lot to do with it. Because she gets very exhausted when she's traveling. And, yeah, I'm just keeping her home relaxed. And I'm trying to give her her favorite foods, but she don't really want to eat. And, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to bring this voice blog down. But, she's okay. So, right now, I'm going to head down to the corner store and get some gas. Man. Gas is $2.81 here on my side of town in Arizona. But I get like 10 cents off. So, I'm like, cool. So, yeah, it's costing me $2.71. I don't mean to brag. But it really helps me because, you know, I'm all over the valley. I'm all over Arizona. So, yeah, it's very, 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 very helpful. And I'm very thankful for it. So, I'm going to go there and say hello to my friend because he works there. He doesn't know that we're friends, but I consider him a friend. So, yeah, he's a cool guy. We were talking this morning because I stopped over there to get some red. And we were talking for like a good 10 minutes, and then some guy walks in, and my friend was like, yo, that's the dude I was talking about, and I was like, what, because I think he didn't want his friend to hear what I was saying, or I don't think that they're really friends, but he told me about this guy, and they were like talking about his lawsuit and accident, things like that, and he asked my friend if he would call him an Uber, and that's exactly what me and my friend were talking about. We're talking about crazy stories that I had driving Uber, and the guy, you know, this guy that he was telling me about, he was like, oh, too bad you don't drive Uber, and I was like, I was looking at my friend like, should we tell him I drive Uber? But I was just telling my friend that I needed to take my car to the car wash. You know, before I started doing rides. I was going to do some rides this evening, but I don't know. I'm still thinking about it because I still have quite a bit of painting to do. And he's like, yo, she might be able to take you. And I told the dude, I said, yo, my car's a mess, you know, my dog, she was in the back seat, she sheds, there's drool everywhere, and he's like, oh, I don't care, you know, and I'm like, all right, cool. So, drove him pretty much down the way from where my brother lives, and we had a interesting conversation about himself. And I say it like that because my voice blogs and podcasts, it's all about Adi. It's all about me. Which I want to start not doing is talking about me all the time. Because people do bitch about it. Moving on. He was telling me that, he's like, yeah, I do construction, you know, like, I do framework and, you know, I'm a carpenter, and he's like, I broke my leg falling out of a tree, and I'm like, oh my god, all these years, you've been climbing on houses, you know, building them, fixing them, and you fall climbing a tree. That's just funky. But yeah, he's like suing like two people or something, the police department or whatever, and, you know, just a bunch of shit that you guys see on Facebook, right? Like, people just getting capped for no reason, tasered, and just, you know, like, that shit's crazy to me, and he said that that's what happened to him, and, you know, this dude, I mean, I don't know what to believe, you know, because he told me that he, like, smokes weed, and I feel like, really, there's nothing wrong with that, but the thing that I don't like is that when people smoke weed for recreational purposes, like, not for healing or anything. And he drinks, like, hard liquor, and I don't know, like, I mean, that's his deal, you know, like, I don't know this guy, you know, he's not my man, he's not my friend, he's not a relative, so it's just kind of like, oh, that's too bad, I hope everything works out. But yeah, like, I felt like this guy was, like, kind of draining me a little bit, like, it was like, yeah, I feel bad that you broke your leg and you're unable to work, and it sucks. Like, I can only imagine, you know, if you're so used to being active, whatever, because I know what that feels like. And this guy just drained me out. He paid me $15 in cash, which is cool. You know, that means Uber wouldn't be taking their cut. So, yeah, like, I just gave him a ride, you know, it's no different than taking a friend, and he paid me $15, and I'm like, cool, you know, and I've been up since, like, 7 o'clock, and it was, like, already, like, 1 o'clock, so I went from 7 to 1 o'clock not eating, and I really just went to the corner store to get a soda and then go get me something to eat, and then it's, like, a whole hour went by, yeah, and then I finally got home and was able to eat, and I was just so tired, and I crashed out on my couch. So, yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was an interesting morning. And, yeah, I woke up, like, maybe an hour ago now. Started painting, talked to my mom on the phone for, like, 30 minutes, and we were just, like, cracking up about some other shit. But I want to tell you guys that there is a podcast coming, and I would love to talk to you guys about this. It's about family and what I feel like what real family is. Because, I mean, everybody has their own definition of what family is, or their own family, or what they call family time. But it's really not when you yourself are going through hardships. And that's what I like to talk about with you guys. I'll let you guys know when it drops. You guys go check it out. It will really make me happy. And I hope it helps a lot of people out there. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and let this drop. Got my shoes on. About to throw up my hair. And I'm going to go into the next city and get me some delicious eats. And I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.